This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has charge-sheeted four terror operatives of the Babar Khalsa International Terrorist Organization in the September 2024 Chandigarh grenade attack case. An official statement said today that the accused include Pakistan-based designated terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda, and US-based Harpreet Singh, alias Happy Pussy. In the charge sheet filed before the special NIA court, Chandigarh, all four accused persons have been charged under multiple sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, the Explosive Substances Act, and other related provisions for their roles in planning and supporting the attack. The Supreme Court Judge, Justice B.R. Gawai, today said that all problems can be resolved through constitutional means. Speaking at a function marking the 12th anniversary of the Manipur High Court in Imphal, Justice Gawai emphasized the power of dialogue, stating that solutions are within reach when people come together. Meanwhile, Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal addressed the ongoing peace process, acknowledging improvements in the situation, but stressing the need for continued progress. He assured that the Union government is fully committed to restoring peace in Manipur following the imposition of President's rule. 22 Naxalites have surrendered in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh today. These include two women Naxalites. A total reward of Rs. 11 lakhs was declared on these Naxalites. Under the state government's policy, each surrendered Naxalite has been provided with a cash incentive of 25,000 rupees. Flight service from Ghaziabad's Hindon Airport to Jammu began today, with the first flight taking off from Hindon Airport to Jammu at 9:30 a.m. Our Jammu correspondent reports that travelling to the Mata Vaishno Devi Temple from the National Capital Region, NCR, has now become more convenient. Passengers will no longer need to travel to Delhi Airport to reach Jammu, as they now have an additional air travel option within the NCR. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the submission deadline for the online application forms of Common University Entrance Test, CUET, undergraduate 2025 till tomorrow. In a press release, the NTA announced that the deadline for submitting examination fees has been revised to 25th of March, while the correction window will be open from 26th to 28th of this month, allowing modifications to specific fields. The CUET UG 2025 is tentatively scheduled to be held from 8th of May to the 1st of June this year, in computer-based test mode at various centres across the country and in 15 cities abroad. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export effective from the 1st of April. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. As per the estimates, higher production of crops during the Rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market price in the coming months. Gaza's health ministry today said that more than 50,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war. The ministry says more than 1 lakh have been wounded. The latest toll announced today includes 673 people killed since Israel ended the ceasefire last week with a surprise wave of airstrikes. The ministry does not distinguish between civilians and combatants in its records. In the IPL T20 cricket, chasing the daunting total of 286, Rajasthan Royals were 52 for 3 in 4.3 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Earlier, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted a massive total of 286 for 6, with Ishan Kishan leading the charge with a sensational 106 of 47 balls. Put into bat first, Sunrisers got off to a blazing start with Travis Head smashing 67 of 31 balls. Ishan's fiery knock, featuring 11 fours and 6 sixes, powered SRH to the first 250-plus total of this IPL season. In the second match today, Chennai Super Kings will face Mumbai Indians at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. In the Khelo India Para Games, shooters and para archers showcase exceptional skills and competitiveness, putting up strong fights against their opponents today. At Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range, Sumedha Pathak clinched the gold medal at the 10-meter air pistol women SH1 category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.